Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Get ready, boys, because Miss Mandy is back, and she is getting ready to get more of you addicted to Miss Mandy. I have a lot of fun things in store for you this week, and this is a holiday week coming up, so I'm looking forward to a lot of jack-off time with my masturbating stroker boys. T-Boy is back. I don't know, there's like 75 posts about him on my website. I guess I'm a little compulsive with my love of masturbation, and I have resumed training him. It is wonderful. He has assured me that he is addicted to Miss Mandy. And of course, that makes me feel wonderful. I enjoy our sessions so much. He's a great student. Now, I posted on the blog our most recent session. It was a little long. So if you read in the blog post, I put a link, and I called it link, and that'll take you down to the other blog post. It's right beneath this one. So be sure you read that one first, or maybe this post won't make as much sense. But I gave him a very intense edge play session. It went on all night long. He stroked all night long. He had to set his alarm and follow the instructions throughout the night. It was really hot, and he wrote a really interesting summary of the session. And then we've had two sessions since. The second session consisted of 20 minutes of stroking and edging all night long per hour. So in other words, he could stroke or edge per hour for 20 minutes only. And he had to set his alarm in order to do this as well. And there was no coming again tonight. He's gone weeks without coming, but apparently it's been a while since he's come. And I jumped into the middle of his, edge play routine, so I moved things along a bit. But anyway, this is what he wrote about his second lesson. Mistress Mandy's second lesson seemed to be just a way of taunting me into submission. Mistress knows that she can break down my resistance, and she wants to exploit that to gain further control over me. I am at the edge of going mad with desire. It has been so long since my last orgasm. I have forgotten what it feels like to come. All I can think about is draining my balls until they look like shriveled raisins. By having me switch off fast and slow strokes each 30 minutes, she was pushing me right to the brink of insanity. I can't even think straight. I have to admit that I am no longer addicted to stroking. I am addicted to Mandy. Well, I guess I have to make a correction here. It looks like it was 30 minutes on and off, so I'm going to edit my little post here, and you will have to forgive me for messing that up. Okay, third session was 10 minutes on and 10 minutes off for the rest of the evening from the time I talked to T-Boy till he went to bed. So it was late at night. He had about 2 or 3 hours to go to bed. I think it was more like 3 hours. This is what he wrote. to make sure I had nothing left. I kneeled before a picture of Mistress Mandy, as usual, and all my cum drained into a saucer I prepared just for this purpose. In a special act of worship to my mistress, I then ate my cum all up. I licked the saucer clean of every drop of my sweet and sticky cum. I swallowed the huge load in obedience and enjoyed it because I knew it would please Mistress Mandy. I can't wait to see what she asked me to do next. Now, how hot is that? So, I think these are pretty intense sessions. The first session was very, very comprehensive. So make sure you either scroll down on the blog, it's still on this page, or if you are reading this further on into the season and it's moved off the page, the link is on this page and it's called Link. And I will be having more T-Boy sessions. I feel that I've really made some headway into the world of edge play with these sessions. They are super intense, and I'm going to addict you all to thinking about edge play. I mean, think about it. You're going to stroke, possibly night after night, without coming until I let you come. Just think how hard you're going to come. Just think how the earth is going to move when you do come. So I will talk to you all soon. Keep posted. T-Boy will return.